You're listening to RightDivision.com, brought to you by No Side Bible Church.
How do you like the band tonight? Jamie just blows me away with her bass playing. Oh, man. Thank you all so much for helping us sing. God bless you, and thanks again for coming to the Rec Room.
Man, we got some musicians, don't we? Wow. Give them a big hand. Come on. I hadn't heard guitar picking like that in a long time. It was that good. Now, I didn't follow anybody else in the band, but it was that good. Welcome to the Rec Room. Yeah, even Kenny said, y'all can do better than that. Welcome to the Rec Room. Yeah, man, who is here for their very first time tonight? Raise your hand. Keep your hand up. Keep your hand up, because we have a special treat for you. We're going to give you a card and a free pen. And we're going to ask you to fill this card out. And what we're going to do is we're going to send you a copy of the Rec Room newsletter. And the author has gotten back to writing again. Yes, he has. He's gotten back to writing again. We had a short lapse there, but when you get home, wherever you're going, you'll get a copy of the newsletter. We encourage you to pick one up here tonight. Now, when you get through with that card, we want you to put it in that purple box back there where all those old people are sitting back there. Okay? I shouldn't call them old, should I? I'm gonna have to sneak by them on the way out. So put it back here where all those young people are, and we'll get you a copy of the newsletter. Now, that purple box, it serves two purposes. One, it takes those blue cards you got, and the other one, it takes any extra cash you got in your pockets. That is the Rec Room Assistance Fund, and it's for Rec Room people. You know who Rec Room people are? You guys. We're here to help you with meds. We're here to help you with IDs. We're here to help you any way we can. We want to give hands up, not hands out. And we will do whatever we can to help you guys. As long as you're coming to the Rec Room, we're going to do what we can to help you. We've given over the years some stuff that just flabbergasts even me. You know, fed families, buried children. God knows how many sets of teeth we've bought. We've bought more teeth and IDs than any place else. I mean, it's been incredible. If you got, you know, we're never going to ask you in that newsletter for money. If you got, you know, might cut into your cigarette smoking, but you know, might want to throw a little cash in there, and you never know why. And God loves a joyful giver, you know, but God sure ain't broke. He doesn't need our 25 cents or our $1.295, as Leland says. I've never been able to add that one up. But, you know, that's what that's for, okay? And we'll never ask for it back. You know, we just want to help people. That's all we want to do. I'm proud of my guys from Idlewood. I'm gonna give you guys a lift up, man. Y'all been incredible. We've had some of the best classes this month we've had in a long time, and I'm proud of you guys for participating. You know, I get to do Leland's classes, and I went to one of them this week that I thought I was in a leper colony. Everybody was sick and coughing and stuff. I didn't even want to stay and shake hands afterwards. I left Mo right in the middle of all of them. They were all trying to hug her. I said, I got to make a run for it. You know, I love you guys. Y'all are in our prayers every night, all of you, because, you know, y'all are really trying to do something with your lives. And, you know, if you don't break that cycle, no one ever will. So I got a really big treat for y'all. Some of y'all may not know, but we have a fella in here who used to preach all the time. And he got a little cold, and he decided he didn't want to preach anymore. You know, he just wouldn't preach anymore. Well, he's back tonight. His name is Leland Maples. He's sitting right here on the front row. My friend and my mentor. We were talking back here. I said, I've been praying for you. He said, thank you. And I said, probably, he goes, I said, a lot of people have been praying for you. I said, God's probably up there right now saying, oh, darn, another one from Maples, you know, and just goes out, you know. We love Leland. We're glad he's back. He's gonna bring us a message tonight. Does anybody need a Bible? Because I promise you, this man's all about the Bible. If you need a Bible, raise your hand. We'll give you one right now. And we got a few right over here. If you're in Odessa, Texas, and you don't have a Bible, keep this one as a gift from the rec room. If you need one, take it with you. I noticed the other day one of the fellows brought from Idlewood brought about 15 back. So apparently they only needed them while they were in Odessa. But, you know, I'm going to tell you what. I've been in a lot of places in my life, and you know what? I've always felt naked if I didn't have that book with me. I carry one in my truck. I got one in my house. Got one on my desk. You know, I don't want to be too far from my Bible. And I'm going to tell you what, if your Bible's worn out, that means you aren't. All right. We are now officially on lockdown. In case y'all didn't, what's that? Well, did you see them chains up there that Rick brought from Sing Sing or wherever that was? If you try to get out that door, that's what we're going to put on you. We're all officially on lockdown. We're just going to be here a short period of time. You know, everybody's grown man, grown ladies, so we're just going to be here a short period of time. Nobody leaves. As soon as the special music starts, which as soon as I set this microphone down, I have missed Leland so much. I told everybody, I went around, told Clover, I said, I got a secret for you. They said, what's that? I said, Leland's going to be back and preach Thursday. Oh, I told so many people that I told some people twice, and they had to remind me that I'd already told them that. So I've been excited all week. But Leland's going to come and bring the message tonight, and I guarantee you we're going to get fulfilled and filled up. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Craig. You're cutting into his time. When Leland called me a couple of days ago and asked me if we had a special for tonight, I said no. And he said, would you please do? I can't even walk without him holding my hand. I didn't ask him if he was going to speak, but I was praying he would. So I'm really excited tonight about this. And please, Lord, don't let me mess it up.
Here we go.
Be
Jesus, my all. And when there is trouble on Him, I can call. Well, if I can't trust Him, I'd be less than a man, because I can't walk without Him holding my hand. Lord, I can't even walk without You holding my hand. The mountain's too high, y'all so much. God bless you. God bless Brother Leland. Be with him tonight.
We started the rec room 14 years ago, and it was started because we were going into prisons all the time, every weekend, and I came down with cancer in my left lung, and they gave me a year to live here in Odessa. I asked the doctor, I said, if I was your daddy, what would you tell me to do? And he said, I'd tell you to go to MD Anderson, Houston, Texas. And so we went, and they operated on me, cut me half in two, from my backbone all the way around to my nipple. But they got two-thirds of my lung, but got all of the cancer. And we came home in 1 week. One Thursday morning, they rolled me in the operating room. Next Thursday morning, Linda rolled me out in Southwest Airlines, and we came home. But I knew I was going to be grounded quite a while, and that's when we started the rec room. And I knew I had a long rehab in there, and so we stopped going into prisons and got busy here in town. I ended up doing 7 classes a week, plus a jail chaplain and a police chaplain during that time. And everything was just going good. For the past 14 years, it's been good. And all of a sudden, 1 week I was doing 7 classes and going to jail a couple of times, and next week I didn't know where I was. I've been to hospital 3 times. I've been to emergency room 2. I've been to ICU 1. I've had 6 chemos. I've been beaten, strung out. I never thought I'd get to do this again. And I learned 3 things. I want to share with you. I want you to turn with me to the book of Philippians. Chapter 1. Starting with verse 21. For me to live is Christ. To die is gain. But if I live in the flesh, this is the fruit of my labor. Yet what I shall choose, I want not. For I am in a strait betwixt two, having a desire to depart and to be with Christ, which is far better. Nevertheless, to abide in the flesh is more needful for you. And having this confidence, I know that I shall abide and continue with you all for your furtherance and joy of faith, that your rejoicing may be more abundant in Christ Jesus for me by my coming to you again. There was times that I wanted to die during this period. Some of the things I forgot, they were wiped out of my memory, and I'm glad they were, because I would have never have done them again. I wouldn't have done them the first time I'd known it. But through it all, I'm going strong one week and flat on my back the next. And then it's when I learned I can't even walk without you holding my hand. Not a thing I can do without Jesus. I learned three things during this time. I want to share them with you tonight, because I think they're something that all of us need to know. I think at one time or another we'll all learn these three things. First thing I learned, I was not important. Everybody kept functioning. Turn with me to the book of Romans. In the 7th chapter, in verse 18, Paul said, "For I know that in me, that is in my flesh, dwelleth no good thing." He didn't say, "I know I'm not much." I'd been bragging. He wasn't anything. I'm not anything. Nobody skipped a beat without me. Things kept going on. The classes kept going on. Everybody kept functioning. Life continued. We learn we're not important. Number two, I learned the ministry would go on without me. People like Craig and Rick and others who volunteered with us in different places just picked up where we left off, and the ministry kept going. I want to show you, I learned something about God's math, God's arithmetic. I want to show it to you. 1 Corinthians chapter 3. It said here in verse 6, "I have planted," that's Paul talking, "Apollos watered, but God gave the increase. So then neither he that planteth is anything, neither is he," what he's saying, he said, "neither is he that planteth anything," he's zero, "neither is he that watereth anything," he's zero, "but he that planteth and he that watereth are one." Now how do you add a zero and get one? You ever think about that? God's math's a little different than ours, because it's God that giveth the increase. We are laborers together with God. We're God's husbandry. I'm nothing. You're nothing. And it depends on where you put that zero by that one. If you put it in front of the one, you got 100, 1,000, 1. You got those with that decimal point in front. Or if you put them on the back side of that zero, you got a 10, 100, 1,000, 10,000. It depends on where you put that zero, but we're zeros. And I learned the ministry go on without me. God is right and we're wrong. In the book of Nehemiah, I run across this verse. It's kind of interesting. But in chapter 9, in verse 33, Nehemiah, I'll take a minute and let you find that. He's building a wall. But he said, howbeit, verse 33 of chapter 9, howbeit, thou art just in all that is brought upon us, for thou hast done right, but we have done wickedly. God's right, we're wrong. The third thing I learned was I learned I need him. He doesn't need me. Turn with me to the book of James. Over on the other side of Hebrews. It says, whereas you know not what shall be tomorrow, for what is your life? It's even a vapor that appeareth for a little while and then vanish away. Everybody in here is just a heartbeat away from death. Everybody in here can be wiped out before morning. I remember that I buried my youngest son when he was 23, killed in a motorcycle accident. So you don't have to be old. In fact, I've got 5 kids and I've outlived 3 of them. I got 2 daughters and a son in heaven. What is your life? It's even a vapor that appeareth for a little while and then vanish away. For that you ought to say, if the Lord will, we shall live and do this or that. But now you rejoice in your boastings, and all such rejoicing is evil. Therefore, to him that knoweth to do good and doeth it not, to him it is sin. We are loaded with sin. I don't have to stand up here and talk about adultery and fornication and lying and all of those things. You know what you are. I know what I am. I know myself. I've never been able to say, when I prayed, I've never been able to say, Lord, I love you. Because I think he knows what my heart is. He knows my lust. He knows my unforgiveness. He knows my sins. He knows my attitude. He knows my unfaithfulness. He knows it all. And I think if I would say, Lord, I love you, I think he'd just laugh in my face because he realized how fickle I am. But let me tell you something I've never had trouble saying. Lord, I know you love me. Man alive, that'll take me a long way. I know that he loves me. God so loved the world, Bible said. He gave his only begotten Son, and whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. He loves me. He loves you. And when you pray, Lord, if it be your will, we're going to do this. I got so busy. I thought I was doing so good. I thought that I was very important to God's cause and he needed me. And he didn't need me a bit. He had every right to take me out. fact, there was times during that time that I didn't have a clue what was going on. And the last trip I made to the emergency room, I did not know what was taking place in that ambulance. God had every right and every chance to take me out. And he didn't. He said, I'm going to let you go back now and live a little bit. And maybe you'll be more thankful for what you got. Maybe you'll be more dependent upon me. Because see, and he proved to me that I can't even walk. I can't even walk without him holding my hand. I'm totally dependent on him. You're totally dependent on him. I want you to bow your heads for a moment. You're here tonight, and you've never been saved. Oh, you've prayed when you got in trouble. You've asked God to get you out. You've asked God to get the judge to cut you some slack. You've asked God to help the policeman not find certain things. But you've never, never asked Jesus Christ to come into your heart. You've never bowed down and said, Lord, I'm a sinner. And I want you to, I want you to save my rotten hide. If you're that person, I want you to just slip your hand up. Nobody's looking around. Everybody's heads are bowed. And you're here and you've never trusted Christ. God bless you. I see your hand, sir. I see your hand too, sir. Yes, sir. And yours. Yours. Yeah. Hands on both sides of the room. You can put them down. Now in a moment, here's what we're going to do. We're going to give an invitation. And that invitation is simply this. You come and say, Lord, I want to be saved. I trust you. I turn it over to you. Whatever it takes, I'm willing to do it to go to heaven. Let's stand to our feet. Heads are bowed. Eyes are still closed. Our Heavenly Father, have your own way in this invitation. In Christ's name we pray. On the very first verse, I want you to come. Come right on. As Brother Charles sings. Just as I am. Come on. Come on. Come on. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Come right on. Yeah. Come on. Yeah. Yes. Come on. Yes. Come on. Come on. Come on. And we got one right here. Yeah, okay, we got somebody to help you. Okay. Come on. Come on the very first verse. Come on. Just as I am.
Just as I am.
And waiting not.
To bring
my soul.
Sing one other verse. No one comes. We're through. It won't be long and it won't be drawn out. But I want to give you the opportunity to say yes to Jesus. You're here tonight and you know that he's speaking to you. No doubt in your mind that he's talking to you, giving you a chance. It may be the last one. I'm not saying it will, but I'm not saying it won't. But it is now. And you can do something about it right now.
So I want you to come as we sing one other verse. Come on. Don't put it off any longer. Come on. Come on. What God wants you to do.
You've been listening to a lesson provided by Northside Bible Church. Our assembly is excited to bring you many studies to help the Christian grow in the knowledge of Christ Jesus, rightly divided. If you live in the greater Oklahoma City area, we welcome you to come and fellowship with us each Sunday. Sunday school begins at 10:15 and church service at 11. Otherwise, we hope you enjoy all the many audio lessons and Bible studies found on rightdivision.com. Questions regarding today's lesson or on any material on the website can be sent to our email address, which is questions@rightdivision.com. Or feel free to write us at Northside Bible Church, P.O. Box 20777, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma 73156. Thanks again for listening, and be sure and study your Bible today.